Hey everyone, and welcome to this month's Academy show. So May's Academy show. Can you believe it is May already? Where did April go? But hey ho, we're here again for another Academy show. So for new members, Academy show is where I go for everything that was released in the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy, so you can keep up to date with things you may have missed. I also give shout outs to members of past their level assessments, progress checks, hit guitar adversaries, and then wrap it all up with letting you know what's coming this month in Beginner Guitar Academy, so you know what to look out for. So let's just dive straight in and talk about some member wins. And shout out to these members that passed their progress checks in April. So Tyler, Sean, Lewis, Jim, and Eric. Congrats to you guys. So you see, Jim and Eric have a 3 point after their name. That's because in level 3 and level 4, there are 2 progress checks. So Jim passed his first progress check in level 3, and Eric passed the second one in level 3. Just in case you're new to this and you're not too sure what those numbers indicate. Next, we have some level assessments. So shout out to Paul, Mark, Tyler, Jerry, Martin, Thomas, David, Luke, who passed levels this month. So shout out to you guys. Congratulations. And then on to guitarversaries. So big shout out to David straight away, who's hit his 3-year guitarversary. Boldstar hit his 2-year guitarversary. And in Martin, Mark, Thomas, and Sylvia all hit their 1-year guitarversary. So big shout out, obviously, to all of you guys. And I say this every time I do guitarversaries. When you hit that 1-year mark, 90% of people quit before they hit that 1-year mark. So it's a massive achievement just hitting the 1 year. Obviously, 2, 3 is just amazing. So, shout out to you guys. Congratulations. And finally, for our kind of member successes, we have our top contributors in April in the community. So shout out to Brian, who hit the number one spot. Martin has gone down to number 2. Martin's normally number 1. And then Mark in the number 3 spot. So to get the top contributor, that's people that have been in the community, asking questions, answering questions, interactive with other members. That's how you get in the top contributors. So if you haven't ventured much in the community, definitely something to check out. We're going to talk more about that, what's coming this month that will probably entice you into the community a little bit more. But there's a place in there you can put in your practice journal. Some people do that daily, like Mark does that. Some people do it weekly, some people do it monthly. I check those practice journals. And then if there's any problems, you can obviously tag me in there. I'll normally see it anyway, and I can answer any questions you might have, point in directions for resources that will help you out. It's a great way of keeping yourself kind of on track and accountable. And there's other awesome stuff in the community as well. There's a place there where I put in the recently released content, so you can keep up to date with all the action and all the stuff that's coming in the academy. There's loads in there. So yeah, definitely go and check that out. Okay, guys. So Academy news. So this was what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in April. So I'm going to go over now and share my screen. Scroll down and you'll see the recently added section at the bottom of the home screen or the dashboard. And you can see right at the bottom here, we have April's Academy show. Now you might want to go and look at that. This is obviously May's Academy show I'm recording now, so you might just want to see the most recent one. But we have got Come As You Are by Nirvana. Now, I'm re-recording a lot of the kind of most popular, most usable song tutorials. So Come As You Are was a few years old. I said this story, I think, on the last, last Academy show. A lot of these songs are kind of OG songs. When I originally released Beginner Guitar Academy, which wasn't Beginner Guitar Academy back then, it was a student site for my offline guitar school, G4 Guitar Ashford. And this is one of the songs there, so it's quite old. So I've updated it. I've re-recorded the whole thing. I have redone the tab. I've even put in a playthrough video. So I'll quickly show you this because the playthrough videos are awesome in case you haven't seen it. And the playthrough videos are where you've got a scrolling tab with a demo track playing in the background. So you can see exactly what you should be playing and exactly where you should be playing it. You can obviously click on here and slow it down. So it's really, really cool. So it makes it a lot easier to put it all together. So that is Come As You Are. Again, I won't bore you with all of it, but if you're a fan of Come As You Are, it's a great song. The blue indicates it's level 1. All of the songs are color-coded in Beginner Guitar Academy, in workshops and things like that, so you know exactly what level you are and then what level the content is. So it's level 1, so that means it'll be suitable for, obviously, level 1 students. It uses chords from level 1, E minor, D, G, A minor, and C. It's great on actually because it does use all of the level 1 chords, so it's great on to consolidate. It's got a nice little solo. And there is the harder version as well, where you do have the riff and you'd have some slightly harder chords where he does down tune. I'll go through all that in the video. So that was one thing. We also had an April Q&A. So some good questions there. Oh, this is where I probably talked about actually in the BGA news section I was talking about a minute ago. So how to decide a time of a song, how to merge practice plans with classes, how to split practice time for lead guitar, how many songs is too many to learn at once. So I go for all of that there. So definitely check that out if that kind of resonates with you, maybe a question you've been thinking of, or maybe even something you haven't thought about before. Oh, that's quite interesting. How do I use practice plans? How do I structure my practice along with beginning guitar techniques? I feel a little bit, I'm all over the place. That's where you want to check out to do that. So that was all the stuff that was released in April. The other thing we're going to go through is, oh yeah, I'll quickly show this actually, sorry. So we had the live Q&A video. I knew I had this window open for some reason. But you also got the podcast as well. So you can head over to the podcast. You can listen to the April Q&A there. You can download that to your podcast player of choice. But you do have to have a special link to do that. Now, if you've joined Beginning Guitar Club, you haven't had that special link to the private podcast emailed to you, let me know and I'll sort that out for you. But then you can just take that code, the ISIS code, and put that into your podcast player of choice, and it'll download all these videos, all these audios automatically. And you can obviously keep up to date with all the stuff there too. Okay, now we're going to move into the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast that released in April. And the first one was 280. I know the chords, so why doesn't it sound like a song? Now, that was a question I got from a student. And I thought that is actually a really good topic to talk about. Because often you'll hear people say, well, I'm playing the right chords. Why doesn't it sound like a song? And I go into detail there. One is the actual chords you're playing. Are they clean sounding chords? Are you moving between them quickly? Do you actually know the shape very well? Then we talk about timing. We talk about rhythm. So really, yeah, that's a really strong episode to listen to if you're finding you are in that camp of, I know a few songs, but they don't sound right. That'll probably answer that question. 281, why taking a break can actually make you a better guitar player. And this was straight from a question that Martin Fluke did in the Beginning Guitar Academy community. We found he hadn't played for a while, but actually he felt like he was playing better when he had a little bit of a break. And I'll talk about some of the science behind that and why that is actually a true thing. Then 282, this was from The Vault, so an old episode that I dusted off. Transform your guitar skills, 5 habits to adopt today. So 5 habits, if you start doing now, I guarantee it's going to make you a better guitar player. And then 283, the final one for April, should you practice guitar faster than you can play? Now, this was from a question that Rob Tyler posed in the community. Again, an interesting question, because if you always play slowly, how are you going to get faster? But if you always play fast, you're probably going to be quite messy. So we've got to find that middle ground. And I talk about ways you can do that in the episode. So definitely one to check out there. And let's now move on. And we're going to finish up now talking about coming soon. So what you can expect to see in May. So number one, we have a community challenge. So Movie May. And we did this, I think it was last year. I should have gone and checked. Come if it was the year before or last year. And the idea is quite simple for Movie May. I want you to submit a video of you playing the guitar. Now, this could be a simple riff, this could be a song, this could be maybe giving yourself a bit of a challenge, thinking, right, I'm going to learn this next couple of weeks, and then post it for the challenge. Now, where you actually post this, and I need to share my screen and show you this, and actually go back. I can actually flick back like this, might be quicker, is if you go to the community section, scroll down, and go to the take action section, you'll see performance. And that's where I want you to submit your videos. Now, at the minute, David Jays is the only guy that submitted a video so far. So he's done Stairway to Heaven intro. So this is where I want you to post that. Everyone that posts a video, we put in a prize draw to win a $50 gift voucher for guitarshirts.shop. Now, that is where I host BJ merch. We also have some other guitar related t-shirts and other bits and pieces on there. But you'll get a $50 gift voucher for that. So at the minute, David Jays is going to win that $50 gift voucher. So record a video, guys. Post it in here. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just, you know, doesn't matter if there's any mistakes. It's really, the point of this is to get you recording yourself more. Because everyone finds it difficult to record themselves. It's just what happens. As soon as you put on the camera or you press record on your phone, you see the red light, your fingers go to jelly, and it's like, oh no, I've forgotten everything I can do. It's just what happens when you start recording yourself. The only way to go over that is to record yourself more. So obviously it becomes easier, it becomes second nature, you get used to it. And it's a great way of starting to do it. So if you haven't recorded yourself much, this would be a great thing to do. Again, we've posted in the academy, no judgment. People are super supportive, obviously. Everyone's in the same boat. So it's a great place to do it. So that's going to be our number one thing in May. And then on May the 15th, I'm doing a Learn to Play 5 Rolling Stones Riffs workshop. Now that'll be pre-recorded. I'll just release that in the academy and you'll be able to learn 5 Rolling Stones riffs. Because I did a question last week, I think, because every week I do a question a week. Another good reason to come check out the community is a fun little question. And it was the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, which side are you on? And most people said Rolling Stones. I was expecting a lot more Beatles than there were. So Rolling Stones was what most people said. So I thought, we haven't got many Rolling Stones riffs. I think we've got Satisfaction, might have one or two others. But I thought, I think we might actually have one, to be honest. Let's do a cool little Rolling Stones riff workshop. So there's going to be 5 Rolling Stones riffs for you to have a go at. I did it halfway through the month, so I'm releasing it on May the 15th. So maybe you can have a go at that for, you know, a few days and then post that in your Movie May challenge. So that might be a good thing if you're struggling, what can I post? That'd be a great thing to do. So there we go, guys. That is what is coming in May. I've got a few updates and things as well lined up, but I'll let you know when that comes to fruition, when I actually get those sorted. And finally, the last thing to do is to thank you guys for being obviously valued members of the Beginner Guitar Academy community. Like I say at the end of all of these Academy episodes, if you do have any questions, let me know. Obviously, in the forum, you can tag me with the @ symbol or drop me a question anytime by going to the support page. Through the support bubble, you can send me an audio, a text, or video. That is just part of your subscription, guys. So don't think, oh, I can't ask Paul a question. Ask me a question whenever you need me. I'm here whenever you need me. It's unlimited, guys. Just let me know. So with that in mind, I hope to hear from you soon. Chat to you in the community. But until then, have a fantastic rest of May, and we'll chat soon.